the world a favor. Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
What's bugging you today? Anything on your mind? Love to hear from you at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Okay, I'm going to start off with one of my bugs. And I know you're going to hear this and you're going to go, seriously, man, that's the best you got for a bug? It's not a big deal. It's minuscule. But I just saw one of these pull into the parking lot earlier today. You know what bugs me? Is some of the colors of new vehicles. These putty gray, like who in the world ever thought that was an attractive color to put on a beautiful brand new $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 car, SUV or truck? I just, ugh. Putty gray is, that's what I call it. I don't know. I'm sure all the car dealers, car makers have probably got some fancy term to make you feel like it's going to make you special. But meh, come up with bright, colorful, you know, and there's a lot of car colors out there that are really kind of unique. It just kind of turns your head, eh? You know, you'll be driving down the road and, you know, it's kind of bland. A lot of white vehicles, a lot of black vehicles, a lot of silver vehicles. And then there'll be like a lime green one or a sparkling bright red one. I don't know that I'd ever buy a sparkling bright red car, but I just find myself thinking that that's as creative as you can be with car colors is this putty gray. So that's my bug of the day to start us off. What's bugging you? 1-877-332-8255. You can text, you can call. I'd love to hear your voice on the radio. That's why it's radio, right? 1-877-332-8255. It's called Bugs and Hugs. AJ in Regina says, I've got a hug and a bug. A big hug to Calgary for beating Winnipeg last night. Oh, man, wasn't that sweet? It was like the Bombers who have been so dominant, you know, the past couple of seasons and the beginning of this season, they were just in sad, sad shape last night. Calgary Stampeders got the win. So he's got the hug going to Calgary, beating the Bombers last night. It's always great when Winnipeg loses. His bug is he has three players from Winnipeg in his football fantasy that barely got any points. It literally should have been easy points. Damn you, Winnipeg. So there's a bit of a conflict there, AJ. You're happy that the Bombers lost, but you're bummed out that, well, you're the guy that picked the three Winnipeg players. That's a hug and a bug coming from AJ in Regina at 1-877-332-8255. So I was talking about the Tesla robo taxis, and supposedly the day will come where you can own a car that could become a taxi. So basically, when you're done with the car at the end of the day, instead of it parked in your garage or on your driveway, it tweedles off and becomes this robo-taxi and earns you money while you're sleeping, right? Kevin texted in, Tesla robo-cars, you're being conditioned for the 15-minute city and you will own nothing and be happy. Social credit system. You know, the older I get, Kevin, I got to say, maybe I'm not so opposed to something like that. Just keep life easy, okay? 1-877-332-8255. Nick in Saskatoon. This is a good point that Nick makes here, because I've had some of the same thoughts here recently. Nick says, I've got a bug about the window that fell out of the Nutrien Tower earlier this week. It was Canada Day, I do believe. He says, if you look at other developed nations, their building code requires physical clips to keep windows in place in towers, but apparently not in Canada. He says, if you Google window falls out of tower Canada, you will be amazed how much it happens. The Nutrien Tower on River Landing in Saskatoon has had multiple fails, and Saskatoon Square had several windows fall a few years ago. Nick goes on to say both client and contractor seem to focus on best price rather than best practice. Unfortunately, are we just going to wait for someone to get crushed or hit by one of these before we force them to perform a safer install? I've wondered about that myself. In fact, as you drive downtown Saskatoon, if you cross, you know, the Buckwell Bridge and you look right across the river to River Landing, there's this sheet of plywood way up top, too. It's near the top two or three floors on the Nutrien Tower. And yeah, that's not the first time they've happened, that some of them have shattered in recent years with shards of glass coming down. And you'd wonder, I assume that must be a city building issue, I would think. That'd be something worth looking into. Nick, I appreciate it. You made a good point at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. We don't want to all be bugged on a nice sunny Friday, though. You must have something positive you want to share with us. Scott from Silton, ooh, this is a bad bug, and I feel bad for you, Scott. Healthcare system, witnessing family and friends suffer and fall through the cracks in an overloaded, poorly staffed healthcare system. It's horrendous. People suffering and diminishing in uncontrolled pain, being made to wait 3 to 6 months for an MRI. This is disgraceful. Individually, healthcare staff are mostly terrific. As a system, though, I think it's in absolute shambles here in Saskatchewan. That's a bug that came in from Scott at 1-877-332-TALK, 1-877-332-8255. Here's one from Dawn. You're darn right, Laux. Nobody cares about beauty anymore. It's not just cars. Look at buildings, interior design, modern art, even things like how simplified sports logos have become. It's really quite sad. Thank you, Don. That makes a good point. He's bugged because I was going on about the color of vehicles. So maybe we need to kind of splash things up a little bit. What's Lorna saying? Oh, okay. Lorna from Grandora says, you know that grayish color or very similar? That used to be the undercoat color when doing a car paint job. Gosh, you're right. Ugh. That is so bizarre. 1-877-332-8255. What's going on here? 1-877-332-8255. 1-877-332-8255. I can't multitask. My brain and mouth just don't work that good. Hey, Brent, nice work on the show, but geez, I love that putty gray. I was surprised. I thought everybody liked it. That's from KD. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, bugs and hugs. Do you like that putty gray color that's on a lot of new vehicles? You could always weigh in on that. 1-877-332-8255. Love to hear from you. We're taking as many calls and texts as we get right up until 11 o'clock this morning. So come on, give us your bug, give us your hug. 1-877-332-8255. We'll take a break. We're back with more of the Evan Bray Show in just a minute on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Super. That's nice.
That's awesome.
Way to go. Neato. Okay.
Oh, that is you flowers.
I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Oh, starting to get some more texts in. We'll get to those at 1-877-332-8255. But we got somebody on the phone here. Hey, James, what's bugging you today?
Well, Brent, in this summer driving schedule, I just want everybody to be a little bit more attentive so that when you're the driver of your vehicle, please be the pilot, you know? And that includes even when you're stopped at a light. When you're stopped at a light, that still means you have to be attentive, right? All of a sudden, people start to look around their cabin and are kind of wondering why an engineer decided to make the cup holder that they did and and miss the fact that they've had a turning arrow for the last 15 seconds. So that's my bug, unfortunately.
Well, and you know what happens? Not all the time, but you know what happens? The guy's sitting at the light and he's supposed to turn and he's preoccupied. You give him a honk and then you get the finger right back at you, you know.
Well, I don't, but
okay. what's your hug?
So my hug is for the guy or the individual who organized to bring the rain. The fact is that my city, my province is as green as it is, and the backdrop of the blue sky, I can't be more grateful enough for what we have going on right now in this beautiful summer day of July the 4th. It is a day to behold and be treasured, and I think everybody, whoever organized the bring the rain, yeah. Good on you.
Oh, that's nice, James. Yeah, these are the days we dream of in January. Just beautiful summer weather.
Take care, my brother.
You bet. Take care, James. On our line at 1-877-332-8255. Off our text line, we'll get to some of those. I see we've got Ken on the phone. We'll get to you in just a moment here, Ken. Greg in Regina says, what bugs me is how 10 city councilors and one mayor can decide what to put in the drinking water of 250,000 people against their will. The residents of Regina should be able to vote in a referendum on whether or not to add fluoride to our drinking water. Yeah, fluoride's always a contentious issue for a lot of communities, for a lot of people. That was a bug from Greg at 1-877-332-8255. Corinne in Regina, what bugs me is the long wait times for knee replacement surgery. I need both replaced. I've been waiting 6 months, and surgery scheduling is telling me another 8 to 10 months for the first one. I don't believe the government when they say surgery times are improving. All I can say to that, Corinne, is there's a lot of people in our age group getting knees and hips. I've got, oh boy, I bet I could count almost half a dozen of people I know who have had knee surgery. And, you know, beyond the wait time, it just seems like every individual is different in their recovery. A friend of mine who's about my age lives in Regina, and he's a pretty fit guy, certainly more than me, and he had one done, and he's just having a heck of a time with recovery. I know another fellow, a friend of mine in Saskatoon, he's really struggling, just having some issues, having to go back to the doctor. I think they were actually going to go back in and do some work on his existing knee surgery. And yet I know other people, a woman I know, man, she had her knee done, and within like 2 months she was out jogging again. Nothing to it. So everybody's different, but I know Corinne, you're more interested in getting it done, and when you hear you have to wait months like that, it's distressing, and especially if you're in pain or a lot of discomfort with it. 1-877-332-8255. Hey Ken, who'd you like to send a hug out to today?
Well, it's July 4th, Independence Day in the United States, and so I would love to send out a hug to our American neighbors and friends. And there's just so much of Canadianism is actual anti-Americanism, and they're just an amazing country. They actually have freedoms. They have a judiciary that holds the executive to account and the Congress to account, things that we just don't have in Canada. We have the illusion of. So I would love to be able to just put my arms around the United States, say thank you very much for basically keeping Canada secure for the last 60 years.
No, I'm with you on that 100%. And I love my time in the United States. I've got family that still lives down there. I love everything about the United States, but you know full well why all of a sudden a lot of Canadians are like, I don't want anything to do with them. It's all because of politics and the angst that's created by comments made by their president. And I'm not really pro or anti-Trump one way or the other, but you can understand where a lot of Canadians are just saying, sorry, I don't want anything to do with you right now.
Oh, I can understand it, but politics, I've always felt that politics is a stupid reason to get mad at friends. Like, let everybody have their own politics, and they can be whatever they are. Friends should be friends no matter what your politics are.
I agree, 100%. Thanks for the call, Ken. Big shout-out, Ken says. Hugs to our southern neighbors on Independence Day, July 4th, in the U.S. of A. 1-877-332-8255. What do we got here? No, not that one. Oh, here we go. Here's what's bugging me. Waited 3 hours at an urgent care in Regina for potential stitches for my son, only to leave. And I steri-stripped it myself without seeing a doctor. Line ahead was still not moving. Healthcare system with no care. That's from Stefan in Regina. 1-877-332-8255. Landon, you sent me in a very nice note about listening all these years. Thank you very much for the kind words and for listening all these years as well. At 1-877-332-8255. I had somebody else going on about, oh, there we go. Don says, I hate the primer gray. Love my flame red Ram and Candle Lake. Okay, so yeah, we're on the don't like the what I call a putty gray color that you see on some vehicles nowadays. Somebody else had said the same thing, that his friends have vehicles like that are that putty color, and says, hey, they forgot to finish the paint job on it. Something bugging you? Something you want to send out a hug? 1-877-332-8255. Ross says, I agree with listener Scott that healthcare is in shambles. It was bad for years, and COVID exposed just how bad it is. So instead of putting money into healthcare wait times and doctors and specialists, Jagmeet and the NDP decided that Canada needed dental care. OMG, no sense fixing my teeth if I can't get much needed surgery. That's from Ross at 1-877-332-8255. I am not disparaging the listeners of this fine radio program, The Evan Bray Show, but we're getting a lot of negative here, folks. Come on, it's a bright, sunny summer Friday. Let's get some hugs going. Hey, Nick, what do you want to bug about?
My bug is people that are complaining about how our healthcare sucks when they go and in every federal election vote in the same government that keeps ramming things down our throat that doesn't help us. It's like stubbing our toe and then cutting off our hand because, you know, our hand isn't making it feel better. So everyone complains about Scott Moe's wait times and everything like that, but yet they won't vote in a government federally that will, you know, put a slowdown on like immigration and stuff because we don't have the infrastructure. So you want your hips, like that lady wants her hips done, well, or her knees done. Well, my grandma waited 3 years for her knees, and it's just, you know, it's like cry me a river. You guys have the power to make a difference, and yet you vote the way you vote, and you cry about it. And also, that putty color is sweet.
You like it, do you?
Yeah, when it's clean, it's deadly.
All right, thanks for the call, Nick. Nick in Drinkwater, bugged on Bugs and Hugs Day. 1-877-332-TALK. 1-877-332-8255. I think you got time for another quick call before the news break here, but we're going till 11 with Bugs and Hugs. So get on your text line at 1-877-332-8255. Brian in Regina. Bugging or hugging here, Brian. What's up?
Well, it's a bug. I'd like to know why you announcers, when you get a MP on or something, that you never talk about how much they get paid and why they should get an automatic $6,000 or $7,000 raise at the bottom end every year automatically. I think that's a bunch of BS.
Yeah, there's something sweet about being an elected politician in this country, isn't there? Especially at the federal level and I suppose the provincial level. They make a pretty good income. They get regular raises and put in a few years and you get a real nice sweet pension too.
Yeah, well, we should be able to vote on that, not them decide what they get, because I think most of them don't come close to earning their money.
Okay, thanks for the call, Brian. Real quick, out to Moose Jaw. Peter, what's bugging you?
I was just listening to talk about health care, and I talk to a lot of people about health care. I'm in that age where health care becomes a major concern for everybody. And nobody wants to address the real elephant in the room, and that is, in order to have a health care system that works for everyone, you have to have a tiered health care system, and people have to pay a little extra for additional services. If you don't have that, you're going to have it overwhelmed like it is now, and nobody will get really good service. Everybody gets crappy service. That's the way it works. And if you want to change it, you got to do that.
Good call, Peter. Thank you very much, Peter and Moose Jaw. Bugged about people complaining about the healthcare system, saying you get what you vote for. Bugs and Hugs on the Evan Bray Show. Love to hear from you over the next half hour. Call or text 1-877-332-TALK. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
You're the best friends anybody ever had.
Well, the jerks start cold. They're running out of you.
Bring it in.
I will only be checking somewhat satisfied on our comment card.
You know what really grinds my gears? Bug me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
I'm looking forward to the weekend. Hope you are too. Weather looks pretty nice across central Saskatchewan, southern Saskatchewan today after some pretty good heat yesterday. Regina hit 34. I think that was about the hot spot in the country, maybe 35 somewhere else down south. Regina 34, as I say, Saskatoon, we got to 30. More normal kind of temperature range for the weekend. I see there's a possibility of showers maybe Saturday evening or so. That'd be all right. We need a little more consistent rainfall in some areas of the province. That's what's bugging me. Yeah, come on, Mother Nature, shake it up. Let's get some more moisture going here. 1-877-332-8255. Brenda in Martinsville, a big hug to those out there that volunteer their time with seniors, with people with disabilities within the community. Example of being people volunteering at food banks or for community events. Big hugs. And then she has to say, oh, I love the putty gray. Okay, well, that's your choice. That's your call, Brenda. But I agree. Boy, isn't that nice? And there's days I look at myself and I think I'm a lesser human being because I just have never done a whole lot of volunteering in my life. And I just know what you mean. There's certain individuals that just have that in their DNA. They do such a great job, and you see them, they'll be at one event and they'll be with one organization, and then, and especially in smaller communities, man, you know what it is. There's that core of people that you can always count on. So thank goodness that they are out there, and thank you for that text, Brenda, at 1-877-332-8255. Got a couple phone calls here. Hello, Bobby.
Hello.
What's on your mind today? Bugs and Hugs Day.
Well, I have a big hug for, and I've done this before, but it can't be done enough, for the victim services departments in all law enforcement, Saskatoon Police, Regina Police, RCMP. Victim Services is a department that doesn't get any recognition. They're very, very busy, overworked, and they do such great work. I know they're experiencing some difficulties right now in one place anyway, and I don't know if it's budgeting or what, but the thing is, if these victim services departments go down, we've lost a lot. Really a lot. I give a big hug to every one of them.
And I think you're right. It's one of those services that are out there that most people would not be aware of until they need it.
Exactly. That's great.
Victim services in law enforcement doing great work. Bobby, something though bugging you as well today?
Yeah, a little bug. I just challenged Ken, your previous caller, to tell me how the judiciary in the United States is holding the executive to account, because there is no one in the United States who's holding, or in the whole world, who's holding trash to account. And the United States, which is my country, has become a fascist country, and there are no words for the heartache that I am feeling, and other American citizens who are out of the country and can see it for what it is. There's no words to describe the heartache and the pain that we are feeling watching our country dissolve into what it has become.
How long have you lived in Canada, Bobby?
I've lived in Canada for longer than I lived in the United States. I came to Canada as a young adult in my early 20s. I've lived in Canada for over 40 years, and I have a pretty good object. I can see things from both sides quite well. And as I said, there are no words. It's something I have to struggle with, to live with every day of my life.
Mm. Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Take care of yourself.
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah. I just want Ken to think about what he said, because it isn't true. It's not true.
All right. Thanks for the call, Bobby. Giving a hug out to Victim Services and the great work they do, and bugging the political situation in her home country of the United States. Good morning, Ari. You've been hanging on so patiently.
Morning, Brad. You know, I'm bugged at myself for doing this, but I'm also bugged at something else. I went to a store, and I went to buy something, and I used cash.
Yeah.
That was my first mistake. It was a $4.80 item. I gave the young guy behind the till a $5 bill and a nickel, and his brain exploded.
I think we've all gone through that.
It was like, that was too much money. And I'm like, so he pulls out his phone. They started to do the calculation on his phone, then goes to the till and enters amount tendered, and he enters the 505, and then figure, oh, I could have just given you a quarter. I was like, oh, mother of my goodness. You know?
Well,
like,
it's a different world now, though, you know, that the education of these people, I guess, isn't what it was when we were younger, where we all kind of learned to do math in our head and that sort of thing. Now they just rely on a phone or a calculator.
Well, yeah, I mean, how many times a day, I guess because we don't use cash anymore.
Yeah.
But how many times a day does this happen? And I just kind of shake my head and going, wow, just wow. That's all I can say.
Do you carry cash much?
I do, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it helps when you do things like, sometimes you want to tip somebody specifically with cash.
Yeah.
As opposed to putting it in. Or sometimes, I mean, you find that corner lemonade stand. Even though, I kid you not, this one up the street who took debit, it killed me. The kids are all set up that way. They're like, okay, whatever. But, yeah, hey, big thing, man. You see kids out raising money on a corner lemonade stand?
Yeah.
even if you don't like the lemonade, stop one, buy a drink.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, move on.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ari. Take care. Bugged about people not really understanding how to make change in a cash transaction. It's 10:42. Brent Laux with you, filling in on the Evan Bray Show today. Bugs and Hugs. We do this every hour on a Friday. Something bugging you, something hugging you. I was saying to my producer Davis here, I says, I really get the sense there's a strong negative bias that exists in all of us, right? Because when given the opportunity to send out a hug or a bug, it tends to default more to the bugs, which is fine. That's what the show is all about at 1-877-332-8255. Oh, here's something a little more positive. Hello, Greg. He says, a special hug to my wife, Gail, on our 38th anniversary. Wonder if this is the Greg and Gail that I maybe know. She is a true saint, if it is, Greg. You're a lucky man. 1-877-332-8255. Julie in the Battlefords. Surgery wait times. Waiting a long time for hip or knee surgery is very difficult, without a doubt. At least once the surgery is done, the person's life continues. Thus, life-saving surgeries must take priority and bump out those regular surgeries, not the other way around. And that's a valid point, Julie. I get that. And I think, I don't know 100%, but I think a lot of days, hospitals, clinics, that sort of thing, I think they even leave room in their schedule because they have to be prepared for accidents, that sort of thing. And you can see, and I bet it's happened to a lot of our listeners where you're even booked for surgery on a particular day or a test. Then you get there or they call you just before you go and they say, sorry, we have to bump you today because we've got a trauma case or something like that. It's frustrating, but we make do with the resources that we have. 1-877-332-8255. Bugs and hugs. I had a few people going and I got, I'd say about 50-50 support on this. I was going on my dislike of the putty gray color on vehicles nowadays. I just don't know what it was or where somebody in their line of design and putting together a $60,000 car or truck, they say, yeah, let's put this gray putty paint on it. Some people love it. I get it. And others are agreeing with me. They're not so fussy on it. 1-877-332-8255. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind this morning?
Well, I was just told about a story coming out of Toronto in the St. Clair, Dufferin, that area where there are lots of businesses, and a number of them had been scammed, some to the tune of over $4,000 by using a card and then somehow getting that money into that individual's bank account. And there were a whole list of companies in that same area that had all been scammed in the same way. And part of the report from CTV was that none of the businesses talked to each other. They didn't know it had happened to the guy beside him. In Saskatchewan, when my sister was selling floor covering, there was an underlay that wasn't standing up. So the company was totally replacing it. And no questions asked, they knew it was a bad product. They couldn't understand why people in Saskatchewan, or why Saskatchewan and Newfoundland had the greatest number of recalls. They were replacing them all the time in those two centers. The only thing they could figure out is that people in Saskatchewan and Newfoundland talk to each other.
Well, you might be onto something there, Karen.
So I guess a salute for Saskatchewan.
All right. Thanks for the call. Have yourself a great day. Let's go up to Prince Albert. We got Larry on the line for Bugs and Hugs. Hi, Larry.
Hello.
What's up?
Well, I want to put a big hug out there for the people at the Peter Ballantyne Cree Nation Service Station on 6th Avenue East.
Yep.
In Prince Albert. They are just a fantastic crew. Every time I pull in there for fuel, they're always ready to jump to the pump and everything else. They're just great people. So I recommend anybody traveling through to stop there, and you'll see what I mean.
That's a good call, Larry. And isn't it a wonderful treat? You know, something, you know, from our generation, we grew up, every gas station had gas station attendants. Nowadays, there's only a few of the companies that do it. So good on the folks there at the one in Prince Albert, and appreciate the call.
Hot or cold, they're there.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Larry, liking the folks that are running his gas station up in Prince Albert. Out to Wadena. Hi, Bonnie. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. I'd like to give a big thank you to all the firefighters, the first responders, the RCMP, the merchants who stay behind to provide for them, and the restaurant owners or volunteers who feed them. And as far as the rain goes, I'd like to thank God for that. So I'd like to do a corporate prayer to God today for everyone in the north for a 3 to 4 day drenching rain. And there is some things, a bit of a bug I have with the government, that they're not doing enough to educate and prevent these fires. If they can't do any better, they should reinstate the lookout towers for early warning. And education, they should do fire prevention with regarding vehicle exhausts and campfires. We don't hear anything on the TV. Smokey the Bear has disappeared completely.
Only you can prevent forest fires. I remember Smokey, eh? Bonnie, that's a good point you make on both counts. Thanks so much for the call. Bonnie and Wadena, a hug out to everybody that's been helping through the difficult time in the north with the wildfires. And then a little bugged about government response and training and education surrounding these. Okay, let's take a quick break. This is the Evan Bray Show on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Do the world a favor, pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka. Drop alone if you feel
like a room without. Okay, we got time for a few more. Let's get on the phones. Let's get on the text line at 1-877-332-8255. Brian from Elrose, big hug out to Scott Moe and the SAS party in these crazy times with goalposts changing daily. They adapt and do best they can with all of our problems. If the NDP was in charge, we would be in dire straits. Social workers and school teachers would take us back to the dark ages. That's coming from Brian and Elrose. Dylan sends a hug out to our American brethren on the 4th of July. Thank you for showing Canada what could happen when you elect the wrong party. Thank God we listened. That's from Dylan. What else have we got? 1-877-332-8255. Larry in Regina says the city should paint fluorescent paint at the end of each boulevard. At night, it's often hard to see where the boulevard ends. 1-877-332-8255. What do we got here? This isn't really a bug, I don't think. This is just some information, so no, I'm not going to bother with that one. 1-877-332-8255. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today as far as a hug or a bug?
A hug for people who carry cash and use cash. Because those challenges to the young people who don't know how to do basic mathematics, that gives them some impetus to learn and adapt to a new skill. And a little anecdote, I was looking at some shirts, I think they were plaid, and they had a 40% off. And so I did that calculation in my head as the clerk was coming over and asking for help. And so I asked her what that price would be with the 40% off, and she was looking for her phone, whatever, and I kind of helped her, you know, do that. And then she said to me, oh, but those are women's shirts. And I looked at her and I said, oh, are you saying I don't have the chest for it? And instead of laughing, because it's a pretty funny joke, it's so politically correct, she couldn't laugh. You know, and you got to have humor in this life. You're not going to get through it.
Absolutely right. Thanks for the call, Larry. 1-877-332-8255. Hey, Brendan, down in Valmarie, Saskatchewan, down in the southwest. How's things there?
Oh, not too bad. Not too bad.
Got any rain lately?
No, we need some. It's pretty dry.
Yeah. What's bugging you?
Well, you were talking about that putty gray car color earlier.
Yeah.
I think everything that's colored gray is just undercoated. It should be covered over with something else.
So you're not a fan of it either, eh?
No, I just don't like the color gray. I think it's been overdone.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thanks for the call, Brendan. Have a great day and a great weekend. Frank, Saskatoon, what's bugging you?
What's bothering me is I've lived in Saskatoon now about 3 years. My hydro bill, it's not big compared to everyone else in the apartment. But I pay $13 for electricity, but the administration charge is always between $36 and $39.
Wow.
Why am I paying three times more for a NIN than I am for electricity? If I got into the business, it wouldn't be hydro. It would be a NIN.
Wow, that's quite the difference. And I know that's the world nowadays, too. You look at your utility bill for just about any utility, and you see, you know, here's how much gas you used or here much electricity you used. But then look at all the other lines of charges that they add on there. Good run of people calling and texting on our 1 hour of Hugs and Bugs. Thanks for joining along today. We got the news coming up, and then it's eating time. And I see jalapenos are in the recipe again today. Look forward to that with Belton Johnson. It's all part of the Evan Bray Show. Thanks for listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.